a lovely service over there. He said something that really shocked me. An article he read in newspaper of this man who dreamt killing someone, and he ended up killing his wife. So there in court he was acquitted because the judge said it's something within him that pushed him to kill his wife. It's not him who killed the wife. And the guy walked free from the court. So the judge couldn't understand that someone can be demon possessed. And even those who kill their wives or kill people without dreaming killing someone. And the one who dream killing someone and he ends up killing someone, they are in the same boat. They are all demon possessed. They need deliverance from that spirit. And I thank God that none of us can do such a dream. Even if you dream like that, the spirit of the Lord in you will not allow you to do such a thing. Praise God. Our text today is in Mark, Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, and the reading will go from verse 23 up to 31. Shall we please all stand and honor the word of God? Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were astonished at his word. But Jesus answered again and said to them, "Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And they were greatly astonished, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." I read once again verse 27. But Jesus looked at them and said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." Verse 28, then Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left all and followed you." So Jesus answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house and brothers or sisters or father or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life." Last verse. "But many who are first will be last, and the last first." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Here we are in your presence, available to receive from you. But only by your Spirit that this written word will become a revelation to each and every one. Because you know where I'm standing in you. You know where my sister or my brother is standing in you. And you know, Father, all kind of challenges that each and every one are facing. And you know the age in which we are. Lot of compromises, oh Lord, surround us. Only by your grace we will overcome all temptations, all trials, all tribulations. And we shall see everything coming to pass according to your word and according to your promises in our lives. We know that everything is possible with you. We want to be in you, Father, to succeed in whatsoever we do. And we ask you, Father, a special favor this evening for us to be more than conquerors in regard to all kinds of challenges we're facing. We bless your name, O Lord, as we are about to receive from you. And we recommend to you our pastor who is not here and our brethren who couldn't make it today. You know where they are, and you know what kind of challenges they face in their daily lives. We ask you to bless them as much as you will be blessing us here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. With God, all things are possible. This sounds like a mere declaration. Many of us, day by day, we going through all kind of challenges that life is presenting to us. We call upon the name of the Lord. We present those challenges to the Lord. Those who are tuned to the Spirit can even fast. Because they know when we see God through prayers, through fasting, He always shows up in one way or another. Even though sometimes, or most of the times, when He shows up, we miss to see it. We miss to notice it. Because the envelope through which He showed Himself in is not the envelope that you were expecting. He can show Himself to me through my sister here. Wallace, I was expecting Him to show Himself to me through my brother Jonathan. I will miss it. He came. He spoke to me. He gave me the answer through my sister, but I was expecting Jonathan, that He will come through Jonathan. And I can remain there waiting for ages as if He didn't come by. He came. But not in the manner that I was expecting Him to come. And that's where it's a must to be tuned to the Spirit of the Lord and to know when He's showing up that really it's Him. When I was in my first year at Mattersea, we had this girl from Isle of Wight. She was closer to me and other Africans. And when everything around her life started to fall apart, her world was crawling. One of the African brothers got a revelation, and he went to her,
saying, "Sister, the Lord wants me to pray for you, because something terrible is coming your way. And this lady," she said, "no." It's funny. She refused. And the brother was shocked. He said, "Why do you refuse me to pray for you? I'm an instrument of the Lord to help you come out of the situation coming your way. It's a terrible one, as the Lord has revealed himself to me." She said, "I don't mean to be racist, but I want to tell you that we are imperialists. We colonize the world, and I don't see what an African can do for me." She was wrong. Before the end of that year, she went crazy, and she had to quit her studies. And up to this day, I don't know what is going on in her life, but she finally ended up in the hospital where mental people were kept. But she became really, really crazy. Just an illustration to show how we can call upon the Lord. We can seek for the face of the Lord and wait for the Lord to come and show himself in our lives. But we put the Lord in certain boxes. Out of that box, we don't expect him to show up. Well, this lady had the courage to say what she had in her heart. She was not expecting anything from a black person. And she missed the blessing. And when that danger the Lord revealed to this black guy came her way, she was knocked down and found herself in the hospital among crazy people. How many things have you ever asked the Lord? For some of those things, you've been waiting for a short while, and others for years. Maybe you came to the conclusion after waiting for years for that particular breakthrough that you're looking for, to say, "Where is God? Did he ever hear my prayers? What about all the fasting I did?" Maybe he came, but you didn't see him. Maybe he spoke to you, giving you instructions on what you have to do for you to move from where you are and go to the next step towards your breakthrough, towards the deliverance you need, towards the blessing you need. But you missed to see him. You missed to hear when he spoke, because it wasn't the way you were expecting him to speak. No one among us is exempt. We all, in one way or another, fall short. When the Lord is speaking to us, we don't recognize his voice. We don't manage to see him. And my prayer this evening is that the Lord help us, all of us, help us, to hear when he's speaking. And you know, when we meet like today, the Lord can show up in your life to give you the answer you have been waiting for years. But you won't know when he's going to present himself during the service. Maybe the ambalage you want, the wrapping of your answer, is the preaching. You're waiting for him to come through the message when the message will be preached. Although according to his plan and purpose, he chose to bring that breakthrough through the songs. But since you're waiting for the preaching, you don't focus, you don't concentrate when people are worshiping, and you miss the blessing. Maybe it's not the singing, it's the praying. When we're praying before coming to the message. As we're meeting, it's not everyone who will be blessed or receive his particular blessing through the message. Everything is like a package. Since I don't know when the Lord is going to visit me during this service, I have to be tuned to his spirit from the very beginning of the service. And even when we start, we pray, we sing, the message comes. I heard someone saying it's not over until it's over. And for me, it's over when I get in the car and I drive to leave this place. It's not over only when the last announcement is given here that, okay, we meet again next Sunday. No. Because we have fellowship after the service. It's part of the package. The Lord can touch me through someone among you while we're sitting there enjoying ourselves, having our cup of tea. All things are possible with the one to whom we gave our lives. We dedicated our lives. But what are the challenges in your life? Can you boldly stand and say, all things are possible to your God? That's what the question is. It happens times that if we are honest with ourselves, we can't say that all is possible to him. Looking at that particular problem, maybe what you need is being delayed. Not because that God is unable to do it for you, but he's taking you in a journey somewhere. But you have to have eyes to see what the Lord is doing through the process you're going through. Although it's taking years, know that he's unable to do it. He's doing it, taking you step by step, until you reach the destination. Before you get that particular, he's at work. In ways, mysterious ways that you might not have a vocabulary to utter what he's doing. So missing to see the small details of what the Lord is doing in the process, you can live a life of a miserable person. And when those who are not in the Lord look at you, they won't envy to become a Christian you, they look at a depressed person, a miserable person. Not in regard to what you possess, no. That spiritual thing, they can't connect to it. They can't see it. They can't envy that spiritual potential in you. They see and they sense what you are feeling inside. Lost, although you pray the Lord. Confused, although you pray Him. Why? Your attitude is conditioned with the answer you're waiting for. As long as you don't have that answer, you missing to see the small details, how the Lord is showing up in your life day by day. All things are possible to Him. But we have to understand and to walk with Him as He's leading us, according to His will, and according to His time. I was sharing with a friend, and we spoke about the culture that we've noticed in this country, how during the news, when they're talking about someone who died, like heroes from who are dying there in the Middle East, and those who die every day, I hear English people saying the family of those who, the victim, those who die, that we are comforted by the fact that he died doing something he loved. And they find comfort in that, to know that the person died doing what he loved doing. They are unable to see what comes next. Yes, he died doing what he loved doing. But after his death, what is waiting for him? My Bible says it's reserved to all men to die just once. And after that comes the judgment. They can't see what is coming next. Thank God that we are saved. It doesn't matter the way we're going to die. Die preaching, or die having fun like the day Helen took us and we were in that boat. And when it was going this way and go back that way, I didn't scream like my girl, but inside, and I never told Helen that I was afraid. Well, if I die preaching or die in those waters having fun in that boat or doing whatsoever or sleeping, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't change anything. What matters, what will come next after my death? What I'm trying to convey across is paying attention to small details. So, in that culture I was talking about, people, by choice or by ignorance, they won't examine the kind of life the person was living. But they will only look at when he died, what he was doing. If he was a soldier, yes, he died there doing his job. If he was a musician, he died while he was on tour doing his concert or whatsoever. But they won't look at what the Lord is saying, the way we have to live our life, and what is awaiting for us after death. The same way they're missing to see all those small details, spiritually as well, when we facing challenges, we don't look at small details, how the Lord is taking us step by step. I'm feeling this in my heart, in my spirit. Even last time when I spoke, I insisted in the same line. Pay attention to the small things the Lord is doing. What are you waiting for? Is it stability in marriage? Is it for us immigrants a paper to stay in this country? Is it health condition that you have and waiting for the Lord to show up and give you the healing you have been looking for? Is it a relationship? Success in your job, or a job that you're looking for? I don't know. But each and every one of us, we have needs. And those needs are accompanied by challenges. But believe me, even if you're facing trials and tribulations, but day by day, the Lord is doing something. Can you see what he's doing? Day by day, the Lord is saying something. Can you hear what he's saying? Let the Lord help us. If only you can hear, if only you can see, then you won't live a life of a miserable person. You will be praising the Lord and waiting on him, knowing that no matter what happens, you will end up getting to the destination. You will end up receiving what you are expecting from him. But in all that, you are praising him for the small things that you see. You're praising him for the small things that you can see every day. And by doing that, you have the strength to pray. Because you are not living a life of a depressed person. You can praise him, and by praising him, you have the strength to carry on. You have the courage to go down on your knees and pray. All things are possible to him. But it's a matter of time. He will do everything according to his time. But in the meantime, before you see that big thing you're waiting for, he's bringing friends. All friends can dump you, can walk away from you, but he will bring new ones. Those you are expecting to show to you much love can refuse to give you that love, but you can see it through Bill. You can see it through anybody else here or at workplace in one way or another. Let's go back then to the text. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. Is God against wealth?
Is it a bad thing to be rich? Not at all. You will remember the teaching of desire. We spoke about these things. To be rich is not a bad thing. But to put one's heart in riches, that's where the problem is. It's the same thing that we were talking about symbols that we have on cars and everything. To have a car that has those demonic, satanic symbols is not a sin. It's not a bad thing. To have a television that has those symbols is not a bad thing. The problem is when we start finding our pride in those things, those material things. That's where there is a problem. As we said in that teaching, we become like dormant worshippers. Because we associate our standards and value in those material things. If someone snatched those material things from us, we feel down or downgraded. Since I don't have this particular car, I'm not somebody. Since I don't have this particular television in my house, I'm not somebody. Our value is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether we have material things, whether we don't have those material things. For immigrants, whether we have paper to stay in this country or whether we don't have them, we are somebody's in the Lord Jesus Christ. But remember, all things are possible. Whether we ask in the Lord to bless us with material things, it is possible. He shall bless us with those materials. But the question is, our hearts, are they connected to those material things or to the Lord? Because when you read carefully, it says everything is possible with him and in him. One has to be in him to enjoy that privilege of seeing him performing those miracles for him. But if he sees that this thing you ask him for will lead you into pride, yes, of course, he will give you that thing, but not now. Until the seed of pride disappears from you. And he can allow trials and tribulations to come in your life. And to take away from your heart desires, that seed of pride. And when you are ready, then you get it. Because everything is possible within. You can agree with me. There are people who ask for marriages. When that marriage came, they dumped God. Other people ask for a job. Once they receive that job, God became a second class. They didn't need him. In the same way we see in the West, people, they have many things, material things. They don't cry out to the Lord as my fellow Africans back home are crying to the Lord. People in the third world are crying to the Lord. They don't. And those who are very proud, they can say, why calling upon the Lord? I have all I need. But I'm not talking about the outsider. I'm talking about me and you. All is possible for the one we belong to. What he has, it's mine, it's yours. And the question remains, why aren't we receiving what we want? Are we sinners? You can check yourself for that sin hindering you to receive what you've been asking for, and you won't be able to point out to that sin. Don't fill yourself with a guilty conscience. Don't go in the road of condemning yourself. That I must be a sinful person, that's why the Lord is not answering my request and this and that. No. Be patient with the Lord. But being patient with the Lord, I repeat myself, pay attention to small details of your everyday life. And talking about your need, if it's a material thing connected to physical things, don't let your heart be connected to those things. It is important for you to have a partner. It is important for you to have a stable marriage. It's important for you to have a job that you need. With the same token, it's important for you to have citizenship, to have a paper in this country. For you to have that freedom to get a job or to go to university or this and that. But don't let your heart be connected to that more than to your Lord. Toward the end, Peter, he asked, he says, see, verse 28, we have left all and followed you. Peter could assess who he was before coming to the Lord. The family he had, friends he had, the job he had, the wealth he had. And now, look at him following Jesus. Are you a Christian? What kind of assessment can you do? In what respect your now life is different from your then life, your yesterday life? What kind of sacrifices have you made in your life to follow the Lord? I remember that evening when I made my decision. I said to the Lord, I accept to follow you. And this appointment I have with Flo, the girl to whom I promised to date after that meeting, because she has been chasing me for quite a while to increase my share and to be more important on her eyes, I was showing that I'm not interested. But that evening, she was there at that particular meeting. I told her, see me after the meeting. That very evening, the Lord came into my life. And in my prayer, I told him, Lord, this appointment I made with Flo, I renounce. I renounce on the relationship I had with girls that was leading me into sexual promiscuity. I renounce on my own path. I renounce on this and that. Indeed, you did the same. In which respect? Can you number those things that because of the Lord and because of the gospel, you decided to leave behind, to abandon, and to follow the Lord? Some of us left important jobs, important relationships. Some of us maybe burned those DVDs that they saw, these are not glorifying my Lord. They burned them. Some of us made decisions that this particular television program is not helping me to be closer to the Lord. I decide from today on to abandon my habit of watching this particular program. Some of us have sacrificed friendships that they saw this kind of friendship is leading me far from my Lord. And hear what the Lord says to him. So Jesus answered and said, "Assuredly, I said to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel who shall not receive a thousandfold now in this time." I insist here on verse 30. "Who shall not receive a thousandfold now in this time. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands." But the verse is not ending there. With, can someone help me? With what? With what? Amen. With persecutions. So everything you decide to dump today, to abandon today, to leave today, not in heaven, but here on earth, you're going to give them a thousandfold. But with persecution. And that's where we learn to wait on the Lord. Those persecutions are important. They are helping us ready with those blessings. They are shaping us, even though we don't like those persecutions. But we are being shaped, because it's only the Lord who can see the full picture. It's only the Lord who knows Leon more than Leon knows himself. He knows me more than I know myself. And he knows the kind of persecution he can allow in my life so that I might be a ready vessel to carry that anointing, that blessing. Pastor Charles went to preach to a night vision on Friday. The prayer up to the morning. He came back home, went to bed to sleep, and there the Lord visited him for me. Hooray! He showed him a vision that he has showed to many other people back home and in this country. Seeing me standing in front of a huge crowd, and healings were taking place. And I told him, "You are not the first person to see that. It's not a new thing to me. For years, the Lord has been saying that. But the reality now, what is it? I don't see it. It has not yet happened." But without any shadow of doubt in my mind, I know it's the Lord who spoke to him, because he's not the first person to whom the Lord is giving the same message. I can make a list here, even of people who never seen me, but the Lord spoke to them, describing me, and they passed the message to a member of my church. That I see your pastor. He's like this, like this, like that. And I see him standing in front of a huge crowd. And the pastor telling me that he saw the kind of crowd that you see in terms of Rena Bonke. Now, let's take that. The way I am today, Dama Safari, whatever you might call me, am I ready to carry that blessing? I don't know. My ego will say, oh, yes, Lord, bring it now. I want it now. Is it for the Lord or for myself, for people to number me among those who are driving crowds? When they say the name of Rena Bonke or Benny Hinn, they say also Dama Safari. It might be so. But is it the intent of God to gift me like that, so that I might be numbered among those the world is talking about? God is not interested with that. Not at all. He's not. If I'm not ready, and now he gives me that gifting, that blessing. My sister, before you see me, you have to meet all the protocol. You need to book an appointment. But today you don't need to book an appointment to come to me. We hug each other freely without any barrier. But if I receive it without being tuned through all sorts of tribulations, that will make me understand that my life without him is empty. It's not about my intellect. It's not about my words. It's not about my this or my that I can live. But it's only by his grace. That blessing will come and kill me. But I won't know you. Who are you? I'm there. You are there. I won't know you. Unless I'm prepared through those trials and tribulations. You can continue to dream big. It's the will of God for all of us, each of us, to dream big. But is your dream going to kill you when it's fulfilled? Trials and tribulations are important. Let us start praising God even for trials and tribulations we're going through. Although we don't see the use of those trials, those tribulations, but they are important. The Lord is at work in us. Remind your own spirit that all things are possible with your God. That's why when you pray in him, you don't say, the God of Dama. You say, my God. He is your God. And all things are possible to your God, my sister. He controls everything. Everything is in his hand. Your God. You might be going through tough times. It's not easy to go through them. But your God is alive. Your God shall see you through everything. stop being miserable. Stop looking at yourself the way the world can look at you. The world is blinded. The world is unable to see the big blessing that the Lord has put upon your life. Why are you looking at yourself the way the world is looking at you? Simply because you don't have that career job you've been searching for many years? Simply because you don't have that relationship you need? That stability you need financially or socially you need? All is possible with your God. Pay attention to small details of every day. Praise the Lord even when you're going through trials and tribulations. They are good for you. They are good for me. There. Stop feeling pity for your situation. Your situation will change. It's just a matter of time. Praise the Lord, no matter what is going on in your life. Even when you feel like not praying, tell your heart to praise the Lord, no matter what you see as a mountain to climb in your life. All is possible with your God. The enemy, in his deceptions again, he will speak to you to discourage you, to take away from you the God you have, the boldness you have in the Lord. He will tell you lies. He will say, look at him, look at her. The Lord has blessed him, her, with this and that. You don't have it. He doesn't know it. It's all about lies from the enemy. If only you know that you are in the Lord Jesus Christ, all is possible. But learn to wait on him. I really insist. I don't know why. But the one thing I know, and I'm certain with it, I'm sure with it, you are here, and the Lord is talking to you. And I thank God that you came today. You are here, and the Lord is talking to you. Stop looking at yourself down. Your God is alive. He's the Almighty One. Pay attention to small details. Ask him to help you to see when he's at work in your life. To hear when he's talking to you. Let's stand and pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah.